And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is, what is in your heart? This is a simple question and a most important question for you to ask yourself, moment by moment. What is in your heart? Is it anger, fear, anxiety, disturbance, revenge, guilt? Or is it love, peace, understanding, compassion, non-judgment? Dear ones, your heart's vibration resonates out into the world. So, in essence, you are expressing into the world the energy, the sense of what is in your heart. You may think this is not possible, or that your heart, and we do not mean your physical heart, but that place that is the center of your being, where God and your spirit and all knowingness and wisdom reside. You may think that your heart is just your heart, and it does not affect anyone else. We must tell you, your heart and what is in your heart and what you are holding in your heart either blesses or does not bless you and your life and all of life on earth. It is a big deal, yes, and you are ready for this awareness. That is why the topic is on the plate this week. So, asking yourself moment to moment, what is on my heart? What am I feeling on my heart? Is it burden, anxiety, difficulty? Or is it love and freedom and peace and comfort? The latter is God and God's presence within you. So you know truly that when you feel calm, peaceful, at ease, free, even delighted, this is God flowing to you and through you. And it flows out into the world, dear ones. When you are holding on to, in your heart, difficulties, troubles, anxieties, and even a sense of grasping and trying to control your life, this vibrationally takes you down, we will say, to a lower frequency. And that then is what is being expressed out from you into the world and all of life. We know that you are asking for life on earth to become harmonious, to be its perfect original design. which is peaceful, brotherly love, coordination of all of life. Each aspect of life providing service to life in its own perfect way and design. It is a harmonious and peaceful design of this planet. And that is what we know, you know, is true. So all of the pictures of disturbance and war and difficulties, those are out pictures of things that are needing to come to the surface, to the light, to be revealed and healed. So if this is happening, when you have God in your heart, it is expressing out into the world to support and uplift and progress this happening, this transformation, this release of those things that are not natural to the earth and to life on earth. God in your heart and goodness in your heart is healing to the planet. It also, of course, is healing to you. And the opposite is the case when you are holding that which is not God in your heart, as it expresses out into life. It does not support the transformation being asked for and needed to restore the earth to its original design. So take it step by step this week. Simple is best. Become aware of your feelings, the ideas that are passing through your mind. And if they are not of God, you may simply say, stop right there and pause. And come home to the center of your being and ask God, that which created you, what is the truth here? And how do I restore my heart in alignment with you, God, with your heart? Enjoy this process this week as we see you will. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.